Police Department of Fresno.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I had a couple things. One, small logistical thing. I want the hardened not to come upstairs to stand in the line if we receive these people that are here, right? So just, they can meet at the bottom of the stairs. Yep. Second thing. I don't know whether researchers have got up for 3 or 4 days, but people writers do. They have an interesting figure in agriculture stuff. I'm going to work on it over here. Right. And they say that output per man hour in agriculture went up 300%. Right. Output per man hour in industry went up 150%. Now, the point that then they go from there just to the general conclusion that agriculture is getting the farmer to get their fair share of the increased productivity. Now, the point that I want to make is maybe the council can work this up. What did agriculture income go up in the last 20 years compared to industry income? You see what I mean? Per capita income in agriculture compared to per capita income. It's probable that they can't figure it out because it's too complicated for them to go through too many computers, but I could do it if I had more, a couple of sheets of paper from them. Let them try, will you do it? Tell them I want to try to get that one. Now, if they can't get it, don't talk to me. Let's try to find some way that they can get around.
Okay.
But it's a very interesting comparison to make.
Right.
If we can get it.
Right.
And another thing, I have just looked over the cancer thing, and I improved it. I made several notes on it. I'm not satisfied with it as the option that they present, because all of them leave it in the beginning. Well, one, the Kennedy approach won't do it. Two, an approach which breaks too much in China. One that they finally come up with is one of these at the NIH. And according to Secretary DPW, what they missed, Bob, is the key point. The key point is that there must be a report to the president so that it's the president's cancer program.
Yeah.
So I have modified it all in terms of that. I'll send it over and ask you to take charge of the PR side of it. Now, when I ask you to take charge of it, you're just appointing somebody,
right.
Even outside of government if necessary. So the president's program is that. And also, I would like for you to pick somebody, or Ehrlichman to pick somebody on the staff, in other words, a market type, maybe it's Cole, that will be my man, because if they report to me on the program, and incidentally, I want them to, I'm going to find out how in the hell one of these programs works in the GW and NIH. The trouble is that Elliot's too damn busy. You know, he doesn't handle these things, Bob. He can't. He does any more than I do. He's got his secretary for medicine. He has quite a bit. I'm going to take personal charge of this. Take a look at it. See how it works. I'll send it over, and that's the purpose of it. This way, we don't break the trend. We leave it. We leave NIH and we leave the program in NIH and ATW, but with a separate status, special program. That's what the key to it,
right?
Pretty solid. They make up that you have to either have a program that's broke off completely from NIH and ATW, which I don't want, but I've got a way to run it. Or that you had to leave it in NIH and ATW and support the second program, which I don't want, but then it is a present program.
Yeah. Right.
What you do here is that you leave it in the goddamn agency.
Operationally.
Exactly.
But figuratively, it reports to you.
That's right. And then, of course, I can be in charge of the. I'll have a dinner or a reception, or I'll bring the people in.
I have a meeting from time to time.
Exactly.
They come in and
exactly. But
report to
then
you.
It's my program.
Well, you go over there.
Exactly.
Sit in a seminar.
I'll look here, boys, and I'll let you look at the mice.
Yeah.
Let's go. Well, I think this really will do it. We'll have to ram it through. All the managers don't like it this way. Way, but it's the way to do the job. I know it's the way to do the job.
Right. Okay, good.
So it looks all right. Okay, what else is new this morning?
No.
That'll fine.
Major things. Roger's got a pretty big play.
I saw that. Well, I told you this soon. You went to the
Yeah.
First time.
No,
nothing happens.
Yeah.
Good mileage on it.
Yes. The reports didn't indicate any breakthroughs.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
The only other thing, we've got a problem that I think Tommy's going to handle all right, but Packard has apparently just totally flipped on the basis of the Lockheed decision.
Yeah.
And informed somebody, and it got through to Henry, and it's all bouncing around last night, that he was going to resign today with a blast at us for the Lockheed decision. And Henry, for some reason, was in the middle of working it out with Packard and Laird. I got into it late last night and suggested that Conley be brought into it, which they had felt they should do. Conley got in, called Packard, and I think he's working it out with Packard. But we'll have to see. You may have to see Packard this morning.
Yeah,
that's all right. Later on. But John's going over to see him. John talked to him last night, and he's going over to see him this morning. And he's at least got him now that we're... He may resign, but will not say anything. And he thinks he can stop him from resigning.
Well, he should. The point is that he didn't want to. He was in it from the military.
Well, but we knew he was, as Conley points out, that his opposition was fully known and fully stated.
Fully stated.
At all times.
Yeah,
all
it was a very close decision.
And it was a close decision.
Yeah. We know that. We know that.
But, and Conley's going to make the point, the Packard's too big a man to, to pull the plug just because he one decision went against him.
Well, I think this involves other things.
I'm convinced of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Should not do it on the basis of this.
Well, not now. Well, and it'd be too damn bad for him to do it on the basis of Vietnam at the moment.
Yeah.
He's taken all the heat. Downhill rough. Here.
And now there's some things going to happen.
His family's going to simmer down and his kids are going to be all right.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Henry ought to take him on the mountain top and some of the things are going to happen in some other areas.
Yeah. He did, apparently.
Did he?
Henry worked hard on him.
Henry isn't the most subtle one, but that's the thing you're telling him. Saying, look, Dave, I'm just ready to have some breakthroughs. Don't leave at a time when leave with a victory, rather than...
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
It's hard to work on him. In fact, he's a goddamn good soldier over there. Working with Laird. But on the Lockheed thing, we knew all these things. We had to think of the job. That's what it got down. Well, good. I'll see him. I'll be glad.
Well, I don't know that you'll have to, John. I want you to know how, because Conley may get want to talk to you about it. But
sure.
Conley, God, he is a great guy. I mean, just as soon as he got word of this, he just moved in and made the phone call, called
well,
him back, and reported on him.
Just so that Henry is aware of it. Henry's aware of the importance of it.
Yes.
Just told him about some of these other things that are happening.
Yeah.
Fair to him.
Well, that's it. He's paid all the price. Now he's leaving just as the cookies start to arrive. He may just have been depressed last night. Well, that's it. You've been shooting signals up for five days.
5 days, long before that.
Well, yeah, he knew it before that, but I mean, publicly, you.
It's
pretty clear on Saturday.
What to say this?
Well, he told Henry, apparently, he was upset because Conley had made the justification on the basis of national defense, national security. And in his press
conference... I don't think he did.
He did?
No.
We checked the record on that, and that...
He put it on the basis of
And Packard
of
backed off of that with Conley. Packard said, I wasn't upset with you at all on it, or what you said. I just think it's the wrong decision. It destroys everything I've tried to do in making defense contractors honest.
Yep.
And Conley made the point, we really put the squeeze on these people.
They were all for that.
You've gotten credit for it. There's no way we're going to do something like
that. Well, we'll see if they can work it on. Now, another thing that occurred to me in terms of the morning, that might be a good time to get got Saturday morning too. What if they're all at the business council?
Well, they're all at the business council.
Oh, that's right. What's the unemployment figure?
I don't have an idea.
I don't have an unemployment figure. I think it's one.
Incidentally, the wholesale thing was not food.
Yeah, right. They said at the meeting yesterday morning it was food, but it was not.
Well, that turned into one of those things. They gave a lot of time.
No, no,
they were coming down.
So,
it all varies.
Further reactions about the
Yeah, they're working hard to try and escalate that because everybody's convinced that he is.
Well, isn't it interesting that the press didn't give him much clue?
Well, you see, what happened is that there was no release made of it.
But then,
what he said was at a Iona College dinner in New York.
But if Ron came in with the ticker, that's
well,
the trouble.
No, it finally got on the ticker.
Yeah, true.
It hadn't gotten on.